Hey, it's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is this Perry?
Yes.
Hey, Perry. Sorry I missed your call.
It's all right.
Switching over our phone system today, so a little in and out. But I didn't get a chance to listen to your voicemail yet. But yeah, I gave you a call the other day to make sure, see if you had any questions. Or
I did have a few, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying about after 9 months you could refinance or whatever.
Right? It could be, well, it's not necessarily 9 months. It depends on the term. It's halfway through. I think we were talking about an 18-month term. Right. So that's why, for example, it would be 9 months.
I see. Okay. But say...
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, so if you'd be halfway through the term and you'd refinance and you go... After you refinance, you go another 20 cents per dollar on that, right?
We give a returning customer discount. So once you have a history with us, you're eligible for reduced pricing.
Okay. Instead of a 20 cents per dollar, it might be a little lower is what you're saying.
Right. Obviously, I don't know what your cost of funds is yet because, you know, we don't have an application or anything like that. But that's, right in the middle. So if you did a 20 cents on the dollar to start, right, it could be, 15 to 18 cents on the dollar returning customer.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we just need to build history, right? We don't have your business exactly. Checking account. We don't have that relationship. And it's an unsecured loan. So we're really big on relationship and history.
Okay. So I'd want to go $50,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 20 cents per dollar on that $50,000. Okay, halfway through.
Right. I don't want to paint myself into a corner and give you a quote without all the due diligence. But that was the example. So, 20 cents on the dollar for $50,000.
Okay, then if we
so you know it's $60,000. Yeah.
Right. Go halfway through the month, so we paid 20 cents on the dollar once, but we'll turn around and we'll refinance, and I'm just using an example. Say it'll go another 20 cents per dollar. So we paid same as 40 cents per dollar on the last half of that loan, right?
No. Only for a few programs where we never really discussed your credit, but how's your credit?
How much credit is? I don't have a clue. I could look it up.
That's okay. So let's just use it. For most of our programs, it works like this. When you refinance halfway through, either all of the interest is forgiven or some of it is, right? So it could be, we don't forgive all of it, right? Let's say we don't qualify for that. Let's say we qualify for the next step, that would be 25% of that remaining interest. So if you paid halfway through, right, that would mean you'd still owe $5,000 for that second half.
No, say that.
And then you'd get it. Okay, so 20 cents on the dollar on $50,000, right, is $10,000 in interest. That's the cost.
Right. Yep.
Right, so the first half, you pay off the first half of that $10,000, right?
Right.
And the second half, you'd still owe $5,000.
Right.
So there's several different programs, but generally, if we can't waive all of that future interest, right? Let's say we don't qualify for that program.
Right.
I just want to give you all the scenarios. Then we could waive 25% of that remaining interest.
I see. Okay.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then if you received 5 cents on the dollar discounted off that, then, you're paying... 15 cents on the dollar for all new money, right? And you have the old one discounted, so what is that about 30? I have to get out the abacus almost, but we want you to come back, right? We want to give you all the possible discounts and everything we can.
Okay. So if I'd say yeah, let's go ahead. I mean, what would I have to do to get started?
I'd send you a one-page application and let you know what we need for the approval, right? So we look at your bank statements, and then I believe you told me you were a sole proprietorship, right?
Yes.
Okay. So have you filed for 2015 yet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're talking about
tax, so we would.
Right?
Yeah, your business tax return. So we would just need the first page of your 2015. Your Schedule C, it's the first page.
Yeah.
And that shows your gross receipts, your gross revenues.
All right.
And that's it. It's the application, the one page out of your tax return, and some bank statements. And I would email you, like, you know, exactly what we need, that list, with a copy of the application that I filled out a little bit of it when we talked last.
Yeah.
But just confirming the address, number, and time in business and business classification and so forth. But the rest you would have to complete, I think, is either fax or email that back to me. And then within 24 hours of there, we have an approval for you. And there's no cost for that process, and there's no obligation. We don't hold a credit card number or anything like that.
Okay. How does a guy make his payments? Just by check on the mail, or how does...
No. So we offer three options. Okay, they're either daily, weekly, or monthly payment options.
Okay.
And we withdraw that money through ACH, like a gym membership.
I see. Straight, directly out of the checking account.
Yes, sir.
All right. When could you send that application out?
I could put it out to you in the next 5 minutes. So what's the best email address for you?
What if I don't have email?
Okay, what's your fax number?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wondered. That's what I was wondering about. We're going to run into problems there. I don't have fax or email, either one.
Okay. Do you still have a copy of the application we sent to you in the mail?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you could complete that application for me, and then if you want, you can FedEx the documents to me.
Oh, I see. That business loan application.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay. And your address is on here, I'm sure. Yes, it is.
Commercial. Okay. What's the address on there?
It's it just says Sandy, whatever. It's just California. Don't have no address.
Okay. Yeah, let me get the... do you have a pen?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you the best address for FedEx. It's 8445.
8445, okay.
Camino.
You're going to have to spell
C-A-M-I-N-O.
Okay.
Santa.
You said Santa?
Yeah, like Santa Claus.
Okay. All right.
Fe, F-E.
F-E, okay.
Number 202.
202, all right.
San Diego.
San Diego.
California.
Yeah, all right.
92121. And that's my particular office. I'm in the headquarters.
Oh, good deal. So just make it to the Bank of Cardiff, or however you spell that?
Yeah, and just, put attention, Nick.
Okay, good.
And then, Bank of Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll get it to you.
All right, sounds good, Perry. And we'll be able to, when we get to that point, we'll be able to FedEx documents out to you too, so it'll be easy.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
You gotta pay. Talk soon.